Fiona Patten is the leader of the Reason Party and an MP in the Victorian Parliament. In response to the recent census data on religious beliefs in Australia, she's moving a motion to abandon the mandatory recitation of the Lord's Prayer in Parliament. She's also seeking to abolish the preferential tax treatment religious bodies and corporations receive. Rob Osborne has the story.
You have previously attempted to remove the mandatory recitation of the Lord's Prayer from the start of the parliamentary day. What has prompted this renewed effort to abandon the practice?
The idea of reciting a prayer from one religion and preferencing it over all others is not only archaic, but it's out of step with our community. And the census that's just been released actively shows that most of us do not follow a Christian faith. I would like to see, like many parliaments around the world, that we separate religion from politics. And I frankly think a moment of silent reflection would be a much better way to start our parliamentary day. We've seen nations and parliaments around the world take a much more secular approach to the openings of their parliament. I was recently at the Scottish Parliament, where they invite people from all walks of life to provide a reflection at the beginning of parliament. This is what modern parliaments are doing, and it's what Australian parliaments should be doing as well.
And are you critical of the charitable status enjoyed by churches and religious organisations?
I'm critical of people getting tax exemption for non-charitable purposes. Right now, promoting religion still attracts tax exemption and very generous tax exemptions. So we have businesses like insurance companies, restaurants, a whole range of businesses claiming tax exemption on the grounds that they promote religion. They don't end homelessness, they don't feed the poor, they don't provide education. So it's in those circumstances that I question those generous tax exemptions, and I would call on governments to really look a lot more carefully at who gets tax exemptions and for what reason.
And what specific changes to taxation arrangements in Victoria are you proposing?
I would like to see those organisations that claim the promotion of religion as their tax-exempt attribute to be reviewed. Certainly, if you are providing food for the needy, if you are providing education, if you're providing housing, well, of course you should have tax-exempt status. But if your pure purpose is just to promote a religion, then I don't think that that should be exempt from land tax, from all sorts of taxes, particularly state taxes.
We are in the middle of NAIDOC week. The Victorian government is actively pursuing a treaty with Victoria's First Nations peoples. What's your perspective on this initiative?
I am really excited about this. As the chair of the Legal and Social Issues Committee, I have tackled many issues where the need for Aboriginal self-determination has become so apparent. When the fastest growing cohort in our prisons is Aboriginal women, when Aboriginal women represent 30% of the women in prison, yet only 0.8% of our population, we need to do something different. This is about doing something different. This is about providing our Aboriginal brothers and sisters with a voice, with the right to determine how we can mend the ever-growing gaps between our Aboriginal people and non-Indigenous people in Australia.
Fiona Patten, leader of the Reason Party and Victorian MP, ending that report from Rob Osborne.